Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to pick up my first detective novel, Slime Incorporated. It's a story of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. It's available in a paperback as well as an ebook or as an audiobook through audible.com or the iTunes store. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, March the 9th of 1949, and this one is the Dolly Preston murder.
Blackie, this is the house.
I hope we're inside, Mary.
Well,
hey,
listen. Police car.
Oh, that woman must have called the police, too. But we can't wait for them. Let's go.
Okay. I'm right with you. Come on. Well, why ring the bell when I break in? That woman who called said she's going to be killed.
I think I hear somebody moving around inside.
Blackie, it's Faraday in that police car.
I might have known you'd be here, Blackie.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Look, Blackie, if this is one of your gags...
No, look, it's no gag, Inspector. Blackie got a call from the lady who said she was going to be killed. I was there when the call came through.
I got the call, too. What are we standing out here for?
I rang the bell. I'm waiting for someone to answer it, unless you have a better idea.
I always have a better idea than any you think of.
If you do, you sure can keep a secret.
Blackie, someone's opening the door. What's the big idea of all this racket?
Now, take it easy, old man. We just want to see the lady of the house.
Lady? You got the wrong address.
Yeah, you got the wrong idea. I'm Faraday of Homicide.
Homicide?
A lady called us, gave us this address, told us she was going to be killed. You better let us in.
A lady called. This address is going to be killed.
What's so funny?
Well, you can come in and look around for yourself.
That's just what we intend to do.
But there's been nobody inside this house except me for the past 3 years.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Well, Faraday, there was nobody in the house, just like the caretaker said.
Sure, but you were there, and you confused me.
What's your excuse when I'm not with you?
Inspector, I was with Blackie when that woman called. This is no joke.
I know, Miss Wesley.
Then why all this rigmarole? What did you want us here at headquarters for?
We traced the phone call made by that woman to a candy store right around the corner from the house we just left.
Faraday, you've been doing some police work.
Yeah, what do you know?
Next thing you know, you'll be actually catching a murderer.
There's been no murder.
Yet.
Okay, Blackie. All I know is the owner of the candy store is in the next room, looking through the rogues gallery, trying to identify the woman who called us.
Then what are we doing here? Come on.
Yeah, let's get in. Oh, Inspector, I'm having such a wonderful time looking through these pictures.
Isn't that charming?
Yes, I am. You'd be surprised how many of my neighbors look like some of these criminals.
And look, Mrs. Snodgrass.
Yeah?
Have you come across the picture of the woman you saw in the store?
Well, no, but if the picture's in here, I'll find it. Oh, just look at this one.
Mm.
Mary Stone, alias Mary Simpson, alias Mary the Dip.
Is that the woman who made the phone call?
Well, no, but she looks just like my landlady.
No.
Do you know my landlady, dearie?
No,
you
don't.
No,
how lucky
no,
you
Mrs.
are.
Snodgrass.
Oh, Mrs. Snodgrass, would you mind?
Yes, of course. I don't mean to be wasting your time.
You are.
But, well, you see, this is all so interesting, and I Inspector, this is the woman.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I told you she was in here, I'd find her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the woman who made the phone call from my store an hour ago.
That can't be.
Why not, sir?
Oh, take a look for yourself, Blackie. It's Dolly Preston.
Dolly Preston? From the old Blake mob?
Yeah.
That's impossible. Dolly Preston's been dead 3 years.
I know.
She made 2 phone calls today. That cost a dime, pal. I guess you can take it with you, eh, Inspector? I don't know what
Blackie, stop talking to yourself.
I can't help it, Mary.
Yes, you can. Just don't talk.
First, a house that nobody has lived in for 3 years, and then a phone call from a dame who's been dead for 3 years.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here's the real estate office.
Yes, Uncle Joe, real estate insurance. Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, maybe we can learn something about that house.
I hope so.
That's what I said, mister. You can't have that apartment. Somebody else is getting it.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah? The same to you.
Quiet, calm, Pat.
What can I do for you?
Well, that's up to you.
What do you want?
Information?
Well, we got apartments, empty lots, stores for rent, vacant houses. Take your pick.
I want some information about one of your vacant houses.
Which one?
The one on the corner of Argyle and Main.
Oh. Well, I don't know too much about that one.
Well, the house is empty, isn't it?
Not exactly.
We're interested in it.
Look, an interest in that house ain't healthy.
Don't worry about my health, pal. Just satisfy my curiosity. Come on, now. Don't make me get
back. I won't get you a thing.
Except some information.
Yeah?
Now, who owns that house?
Get your hands off me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Maybe you talk better from the floor. Now, tell me, who owns that house?
A woman named Dolly Preston, but she's dead.
Blackie, Dolly Preston.
She's dead. Somebody must have inherited the property.
She didn't have no relatives. According to her will, the house was to be kept open for 5 years after her death.
Why?
That's all I know.
That's all I wanted to know. Come on, Mary.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, what now, Blackie?
You scoot over to Faraday and tell him about Dolly in the house.
Well, what about you?
I'm going to find out about Dolly before I go off my trolley.
Yes, who's calling?
Boss, it's me, Oswald. Boston Blackie was around.
What did he want?
He was looking for information about the house.
Did he get it?
I told him that Dolly Preston owned the joint.
Is that all?
Yeah, but
then he... nothing. I expect you here in 2 hours. Well, what's so amusing, Roger?
That was a smart idea, tearing the dial off the phone.
Yeah.
Plenty of incoming calls, but no outgoing. Not when you can't dial the number. Yeah, pretty smart, Mr. Bird, pretty smart.
Oh, stop cackling, Roger.
Well, I just thought that...
You better get downstairs, just in case anybody else comes snooping around the front door.
Yes, that was Oswald on the phone. He was excited, wasn't he?
Boston Blackie was in to see him, asking questions.
So what?
So what?
Blackie was here with Inspector Faraday, and they couldn't find this room. He's planned it for a secret hideaway, and it's a good secret.
Of course,
sir. It's even good enough for a prison for Dolly here. She's still out, eh?
Yeah. Thought she was smart, but she wasn't smart enough.
Oh, you have to go pretty far to beat you, Mr. Blake.
She faked her death 3 years ago when the car went over the bridge into the river, but I want to know what happened to the $600,000 from our various enterprises.
Doc, Dolly's coming, too.
Oh.
Your head is still in one piece, Dolly.
Oh.
Sit up. There are things we have to talk about.
I've got nothing to say to you.
You have 600,000 nothings to say to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, look, Dolly, let's not be coy.
Who hit you when I come back? Oh, I thought so.
It was very stupid of you to call the police.
And Boston Blackie. Good thing you caught her in the candy store.
All right, Roger, shut up.
Okay, I just...
Now, Dolly, you wouldn't have come back to this house if the money wasn't hidden in it.
What do you mean?
Where is that $600,000?
Yeah. I don't know nothing about the money.
Look, I wish I had time to argue the point, but 3 years have already gone by and I'm in a hurry.
What are you going to do, Blake?
Well, since I'm fairly certain that the money is someplace in this house, there is no longer any need for you, is there, Dolly?
Blake, put that gun down.
Dolly, this makes your fictional death of 3 years ago a positive fact.
I know what you are.
Okay, Mrs. Snodgrass, you tell me.
Oh, the idea of that inspector telling me that I must have made a mistake.
Yes.
I know what I saw, and that's what I saw.
Good, good.
I don't care if that woman is supposed to be dead 3 years. I saw her.
I believe you, Mrs. Snodgrass.
You know, the minute I looked at you, I could tell you were the higher type. You got brains as well as good looks. Yes, too bad I'm not 5 years younger.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
I sure would make a play for you.
Why, you're still in your prime, Mrs. Snodgrass.
Oh, you really think so?
Definitely, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know you.
And if you say you saw Dolly Preston in this store making a phone call? Then you saw Dolly Preston.
Well, that's not all I see.
Oh, really?
No, sir. Two men come into the store while she was making the call, and did she get frightened?
Is that right?
Yes, but I wouldn't tell that to the inspector. No, sirree. Let him call me a liar again. Not in a million years.
Well, now, these two men, would you recognize them?
Well, I recognized the woman, didn't I?
Yes, yes.
Well, you did.
But did Dolly call either of them by name?
Well, let me see now. They got on either side of her, yeah. And they began to walk her out of here. And she said, yeah, I know what she said. She said, you'll never get away with it, Blake.
Blake?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Was he a stocky man with a smooth, cold voice?
Yes, that's right. And his eyes were just as cold.
Yeah. Bud Blake, one of the toughest crooks in the country.
Where are you going, Mr. Blackie?
Me?
Yes, well, you...
I'm going to try and take Blake.
And Dolly Preston left the will keeping that house open for 5 years. Doesn't that mean anything, Inspector?
Yeah, sure, Miss Leslie.
Well?
In addition to being a member of the Blake mob, Dolly Preston was also a little touched in the head.
Oh, but, Inspector, what about that Mrs. Snodgrass identifying the woman who made that phone call?
Look, Miss Leslie, Dolly Preston was killed 3 years ago in an automobile accident.
Well,
now, that's on the record.
Well, don't you think Mrs. Snodgrass was mistaken?
If you were on a jury, Mrs. Snodgrass were a witness, how much of a story would you believe?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Look, you go back, tell Blackie I got work to do.
Okay.
There are enough people being killed today without worrying about somebody who's been dead 3 years.
Yes? Oh, Boston Blackie.
That's right.
Back again.
Yes, Roger, Boston Blackie. I am coming in to talk to you.
No. Well, please, I am sorry, but...
No need to be sorry. I'm already in.
Get out.
Take it easy, old timer. I just want to take a second look around in case I missed anything when I was here with Faraday.
There's nobody in this house. What do you expect to find?
I don't know. Maybe Dolly Preston.
Miss Preston. She's dead. Now, go on. There's nothing here for you to see.
No, not down here, but what about upstairs?
Upstairs. There's nothing upstairs, Blackie. Nothing.
Hey, you're scared of something upstairs.
No. Come back here. Come back, please, Blackie. Please, don't go up there.
Let go of me, old-timer. You fall down the stairs.
There's nothing up here. Please, come on downstairs.
After I've looked around, I will.
Well, wait. I know you can't.
Hey, I smell gunpowder.
No.
Somebody's been shooting up here.
No.
Who was it?
Mr. Blake, he shot Boston Blackie.
There's nothing to worry about now, Roger.
Good.
We'll worry about it when he comes to. If he comes to.
Dolly Preston, member of a mob, disappeared 3 years ago in a faked accident, together with some $600,000 worth of gang loot. Returning to her house to recover the loot she had hidden there, Dolly is met by the boss, Fred Blake, who kills her when she refuses to disclose where in the house the money is hidden. Blackie, on the trail of Dolly, manages to break into the house and is shot by Blake. As we return to our story, Blake and Roger the caretaker are carrying Blackie's body up to a secret room.
All right, Roger. Just drop Blackie on the bed. Now, when he comes to, we should have a very interesting chat.
Yeah. Why'd you shoot him, Mr. Blake?
What do you think,
He never found the entrance to this room behind the hall closet door.
I couldn't afford to take the chance.
But now you can't ever let Blackie get out of here alive.
I know that, Roger. After Oswald gets through with Dolly's body in the wine cellar, we'll take care of Blackie.
All is killing. I don't like it.
Why not? There's plenty of room in the wine cellar. Oswald should be finished with the burial of Dolly. And... Oh, yes, here he comes now.
Boss, I found it.
Have you finished with Dolly?
Yeah, boss, but wait till you hear this.
I'm waiting.
You know all those wine barrels in the cellar?
Yes, yes, go on, man.
Behind one of those wine barrels is a heavy safe with a big door on it, cemented into the wall.
Well, how clever of Dolly.
The dough must be in there. All we got to do is get a couple of sticks of dynamite and blast it.
Oh, yes, Oswald, that'd be wonderful.
Well, sure,
but
I mean...
police headquarters happens to be only two blocks from here. Nice. Of course, I'm sure they wouldn't mind the noise.
Yeah, but Mr. Blake, you're not going to leave the money in the safe. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do nothing.
What?
But Boston Blackie, who at the moment is our guest, will open that safe.
Yeah, good idea.
That's right. Boston Blackie can open anything. Gee, Mr. Blake, you're wonderful.
Of course.
That would look
now, nice. Roger, you'd better attend the front door just in case anybody should happen to drop by while we're persuading Boston Blackie.
Yes.
Hey, boss, Blackie's coming around.
Good.
Come on, Blackie. Come on.
Oh, my real estate friend. You didn't shoot me. You don't have the nerve.
No, Blackie, but I do.
What? Oh, Fred Blake, I didn't see you for a minute.
Oswald, help him sit up.
He can drop dead.
Oswald.
Why should I help him?
Never mind. I can help myself. There. You don't look like much of a big shot behind that gun, Blake.
It serves its purpose. Just as you will serve yours.
And what is that supposed to mean?
There's a safe in the cellar that you're going to open.
Or else?
There is no or else.
Oh, really?
Either way, you die.
Then why should I open it?
Save yourself a little punishment.
Oh, I can get used to it.
Well, here's your first taste.
He's out again.
Oswald, take that rope in the corner and tie him up.
With pleasure.
Do you have a gun?
No. Tries anything, I'll break a chair over his head.
Well, don't use too big a chair until he opens the safe. Then I'll let you play with him.
Okay, boy.
In the meantime, watch him carefully.
Yeah.
Ropes are not guaranteed to hold Blackie. I'm going down to the cellar and look at that safe.
Okay, boy.
Oh, I'm expecting a call from some of the boys who are due at the airport.
Oh, it's too bad there's no dial on his phone or you could call a field.
Well, this is just as well.
Want me to yell down the cellar when they phone?
Definitely.
Okay.
And by that time, Blackie may be in a more cooperative mood.
You know, Mr. Blake, it sure was clever of Dolly to put a safe behind one of those wine barrels.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Well, she was too clever for her own good.
That's right. She should never have tried to outsmart you.
Nobody does that, Roger.
No, sir.
Not even Boston Black.
That's right.
Now, let's see behind which one of these barrels the disguised safe is hidden.
Look, the ground is still soft over here. Now, that's where Oswald must have buried Dolly. Yes.
Quite appropriate, I should think. Right next to the scene of her double cross.
Say, this looks like the safe.
Huh? Oh, it is.
Yes.
Heavy casing. Combination lock.
Boston Blackie should have no trouble getting that open.
No, but we'll have trouble getting Blackie to open it.
Yeah, Blackie can be a mighty stubborn character, Mr. Blake.
I waited 3 years for Dolly to show up.
That's right.
Blackie won't stop me now.
Oh, but Mr. Blake, you should never have told him he has no choice.
Why not?
Either way, he dies. Now it don't make any difference to him, see?
After he opens the safe, Roger, it won't make any difference to us either.
It's about time you came around, Blackie.
Oh, Oswald.
Yeah.
It's only like I'm too young yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, my hands are tied, my feet are tied. You sure feel tough, don't you?
Nothing can stop you from making like a big deal, huh, Blackie?
You certainly can't.
The boss told me not to muss you up till you open that safe, but don't take any bets on it.
Don't put any money on my opening any safe.
The boss has $600,000 in there. You'll open it.
$600,000?
Yeah, then we'll let you go back to sleep. Right next to Dolly in the cellar.
Oh, yeah?
Only this time, you won't wake up.
Dolly faked that accident 3 years ago, didn't she?
Yeah, but she didn't fool the boss when he found the loot from all the jobs that disappeared along with Dolly.
Uh-huh.
He figured she left the house open for a reason. So we just waited for her to show.
I see.
She did, and he grabbed it.
Well, where do you come into this?
I'm the boss's right hand.
You look more like his left foot.
That's the left key. I owe you one for that stock. You gave me my office. Now I'm paying it back.
You didn't think these ropes would hold me, did you?
Oh, no, you...
Oh, wait, now. You owe me two. Now to get out of here. Oh, this will be out.
inside. Oh, empty. Oh, this is great.
Well, hello, Oswald. You seem to have much of a nap.
Blackie.
Oh, nice. You recognize me. Well, how do you get out of here?
Blackie, you're a sucker. You don't have a chance.
More than I had before.
You can't get out of this room. There's no handle on the inside of that door. The only way to open it from the outside.
Oh, I'm not going out. I'm calling Inspector Faraday and have him join us here.
He'll never find this room. Besides, you can't use that phone. There's no dial. How are you going to get the number?
I've got yours. The inspector's is easy.
Inspector?
Come in, Inspector.
Oh, any news about Blackie?
No, but the voice just told me it's possible Dolly Preston isn't dead.
What?
Her body was never found in the car wreck.
Well, what's that got to do with Blackie?
I don't know.
I don't understand, Inspector.
Excuse me. Inspector Faraday.
Faraday, I've solved your case for you.
Blackie.
Oh, is he all right?
Where in heaven's name are you? Well,
with the killers. I'm going to make you a present of them.
So you're going to make me a present of them. Where are you?
Well, I'm over here.
Hello. Blackie. Hello.
Inspector, what's the matter?
I was talking to Blackie. He's cut off.
Oh, no.
I don't like this, Miss Leslie. I don't like this at all.
You shouldn't have hung up the phone, Blake.
No.
Very impolite.
You shouldn't have made that call, Blackie. Even though I can't imagine how you could get a number on that phone.
Oh, I'm a genius, haven't you heard?
Oh, sure.
Sit down with me at the table and make yourself at home. And you can put your gun away. I'm harmless.
Yes, I'm sure you are. But I'm holding it just the same. So, Blackie got out of those ropes and tied you up, huh, Oswald?
Yeah, boss, but I'll...
You'll do nothing because I'm going to turn the tables on Blake.
Wait, boss! Come here, Blake.
Try. This will take care of him. Take care of Blake.
You probably killed him.
No, he's just asleep.
Get out of here.
Oh, somebody's coming.
What's going on here?
Oh, a very pleasant good evening, dear Roger.
No, don't hit me, Blackie, please.
All right.
Please.
And first, close the light, though. Okay, Mug. How about...
Get some mist on, please, Blackie.
What? I almost mistook you for a hoodlum.
Yeah? Well, it's a good thing that closet door was open. I've never seen this room. Put on the light.
How'd you get over here so fast? I was just talking to you at headquarters.
My office is exactly 2 blocks from here. When you were cut off, I hoped you might be here. So I ran all the way.
Why, Faraday, I didn't think you cared.
I don't. All I want is those killers you're promising.
Okay.
This old guy, one of them.
Not me. You mean me?
Sure. There's one on the floor over there. Fred Blake, the boss. And the one tied up is Oswald Jones, the real estate salesman.
Okay, mastermind. So they're the killers.
No.
They're the ones.
All right, where's the body?
Down the cellar.
Yes, in the cellar, but I...
Who
know,
is
I
it? Or is that a secret?
No secret. It's Dolly Preston.
How many times
and
are they going
to... And someplace next to her, you'll find a safe with $600,000 in it.
$600,000?
It'll take too much explaining now. How about calling the station for a wagon to pick up your prisoner?
Look, I'm innocent. They made me...
Shut up, Bill. Blackie, that phone's broken.
Well, I use it to call you.
Now, look, genius, there's no dial on this phone. How do you get your number?
Anybody in your office?
Yeah, Miss Wesley. She's waiting for you.
Okay, I'll call her. Oh, we'll be right over.
This I gotta see.
Your private number is Abercrombie 2124, right?
Right.
Now, you hear the dial tone?
Yeah. All right, stop stalling, mastermind. I hear it.
Okay, now, take notice, Faraday. This crossbar on the phone right here. It's up now that I have the phone in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me so far?
Yeah, I follow you.
Okay. Now, since A is the first letter in your number, and it's in the second circle on the dial, I tap this crossbar twice, starting my connection.
All right.
B is also in the second circle, so I again tap it twice. There's Abercrombie. Now the number. 2-1-2-4.
I'll be a monkey.
Inspector Faraday's office.
Mary, this is Blackie.
Blackie!
Stay right where you are.
Yeah?
We're coming over to tell you how I telegraphed a telephone call and how I happen to have a couple of killers on tap.
Come on, Martin, talk.
Inspector, take that light out of my eyes. I'm going blind.
I'll take it away when you start talking.
Yeah.
Why did you kill Joe Williams?
How many times do I have to tell you I don't know what you're talking about?
I suppose you're going to tell me you never even heard of Joe Williams, huh?
Sure, I heard of him. He's supposed to be a great big gangster. Everybody's afraid of him.
Yeah, including you. You were so afraid of him, you killed him.
Hello, Quizmaster. How's your information for you going?
Blackie, what do you want?
Oh, just put a drop in. See how he's getting along with his bum? Faraday, well, I heard that you picked him up.
Well, what else did you hear?
Well, he killed Joe Williams and he double-crossed to take over Williams' racket.
It's crazy, I didn't. Yeah, they were all innocent, Blackie. They never do anything until you pin it on them.
Yeah?
Martin, you killed Williams. I want to see my lawyer.
Okay, Martin, I'll take it to him.
You mean sick? That? Blackie, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm talking with it.
Are you out of...
It says I'm taking Bugs Martin out of here.
Put that gun down, Blackie.
Sorry, Faraday, but the party's over. Come on, Martin.
Sure thing.
I'm calling Matthews at the front desk to stop him. Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Make all that noise. Police
phone wires.
Blackie, don't touch...
You're not kidding, Blackie. You're really taking me out of here?
Of course I am. Now, let's go.
Blackie, have you gone nuts helping this killer to escape? Destroying police property? Pulling a gun on an officer?
I'm taking Martin out of your office, Faraday. But that doesn't mean that I'm out of my mind.
Welcome back. Well, this is one of the most interesting shootings we've ever had portrayed, where Blackie is shot and that knocks him out, and then he doesn't really seem to have any ill effects throughout the rest of the episode. This is just a really odd way this is written. It's just like, okay, he's fine, we'll just carry on. It's like the writers needed him to be knocked out, and they couldn't quite figure out how to make that happen in a believable way, so they just figured make it happen whatever way they can. The thing with the telephone at the end was interesting, and I do wonder how that would have worked. Of course, this is pretty much an obsolete bit of knowledge, so I don't know if anyone out there even has the answer to that. We turn now to listener comments and feedback, and we have this from Cass, who writes, "Dear Mr. Graham, I just wanted to say thank you for providing access to all these wonderful shows. I'm not nearly old enough to have listened to any of these shows when they were first aired, but I'm nonetheless delighted to be able to listen to them now. Thank you for brightening up my days with all your efforts." Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, Cass. And I do want to go ahead and also thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Doc, longtime Patreon supporter, currently supporting us at the Master Detective level of $15 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Doc. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.